League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Helping you keep up with your home. Tips, advice, and hacks. It's The Feed.
We're halfway through the week. It's Wednesday, which means we always talk to our favorite home expert and local realtor, Susie Calabrese. You can find her on Instagram at SusieCal_CT. So, Susie, we're going to talk basements today and how to maximize your space in your basement. I know a lot of people have unfinished ones, including myself. So let's get into it. How do you know if your basement is even finishable, if you can even have a finished basement?
Yeah, I'm right there with you, Kevin, because we bought our house with an unfinished basement, which we actually liked because then we can kind of make it our own when we take the time to do that. And that's a really great question because according to Connecticut, there are building codes that say that a finished basement ceiling height should be a minimum of 6'8" to be considered a habitable space. Hmm. And then within, you know, there's a lot of obstructions like beams and pipes in basements. So then they change that height to 6'4" under those areas. So, you know, there are some things to be mindful for. And so before you start dreaming of all the things you're going to do in the basement, you know, you need to check the basics first. So look for any signs of water issues, cracks in your foundation, or does water pool anywhere after heavy rain? Even if you don't have like a quote unquote water issue, you might have some areas that can get damp. And so those issues have to be addressed first. You also want to check that you have proper access to plumbing and mechanicals. Those need to be up to code before you cover them with walls. I do see many finished basements where homeowners kind of take the work on themselves, and that's all good and fine, but you do want to be aware for safety and resale.
So let's say you've got the green light, you're ready to go, the ceiling height, no water issues, all that in the basement. Should you invest in upgrading the mechanicals part first or more of finishing the space first?
My professional recommendation would be to invest in the bones of the home first. You don't want to put lipstick on a pig. Buyers can really do care about turnkey homes, but smart buyers will actually check under the hood. So newer windows, updated plumbing, well-maintained and newer systems like heating and cooling and appliances, those all matter just as much as additional square footage space in your basement.
Now let's get to the fun stuff. What are some of the best ways, Susie, that you've seen people maximize their basement space? Is there movie theaters? Is there man caves? Things like that?
I know. Oh, you brought up man cave because I wasn't thinking man cave. but yeah, I mean, it really depends on the house. So if you don't, like they always say in real estate, no one house is the same. So if you don't have a garage or an attic, maybe your basement would be, it would be good to carve out some dedicated storage space. If you've got tons of storage already, you got a full attic and you're utilizing that and you have a garage, you know, maybe you want to add a playroom or what I like to call a hobby area, which could be that home gym or man cave, or even I've seen some craft rooms, which are really cool. Hmm. So some really creative ideas I've seen. I had one client that that actually had a temporary hockey rink for their kids who were practicing skating, like to skate. And there's some cool things out there now, and it's removable. So I had another client who was, when they were shopping, were adamant that they want to have a cinema room. And we were looking at some pretty small houses, but it was simple design, just like a few recliners in a row with a projector, and they ended up adding an old-fashioned popcorn machine. It was really well done.
Yeah.
So I think the key here is intentional design that makes sense for your lifestyle. And that doesn't always mean you need a huge space to achieve whatever that vibe is either. I've seen smaller ranches with awesome finished basements, and the same for updated capes with really thoughtful basement designs.
And now that we've covered all the ways that we can think of to utilize basement spaces, parts of your home, we're going to switch gears a little bit and talk about this weekend's big game. Everyone's going to be watching the game, the Super Bowl, having a party maybe. So this Sunday, it's coming up quick. What's your advice, Susie, for last minute hosting a party this weekend?
Hey, Kevin. Yeah. So first off, if you haven't placed your wing orders yet, do it now. I mean, even people that might be making homemade wings, you might want to go out there and grab them because I feel like those bags of frozen wings might not be there anymore if you wait too long. You know, Super Bowl Sunday is like Thanksgiving for takeout. So if you're hosting, keep it simple, finger foods, easy dips, and set up multiple drink stations so people aren't crowding in one spot, depending on how big of a crew you're going to have over. The good news is it's really cold out, thanks to Mr. Groundhog, so we have a few more weeks of winter here, so we can utilize that and put some drinks outside on our decks or patios in a cooler so people can help themselves to a beverage area. Just tell guests, like, beers and sodas are outside, and buy cans or bottles and just make your life easier.
Yeah, that's true. That's a good point. And what about the guests? Should they bring anything? Should you tell guests to bring stuff?
I know my rule of thumb here is always offer to bring something. And even if you're already bringing a dish, I always think it's nice to add a little hostess gift because I think it goes a long way. It could be something simple like team gear if they're a big Eagles or Chiefs fan, or a fun snack for them to enjoy after the party. With Valentine's Day coming up, everybody's already got out all their nice chocolates or little kind of small like truffle boxes. Mm-hmm. And who wouldn't love to have like a small treat for themselves when all the guests have gone?
True.
You know, hosting isn't just about cooking. There's a lot of cleaning and prep and making sure everyone has a good time. So I think a little thoughtfulness is always appreciated.
Yeah. And yeah, that is true. And this Sunday, you know, I'm somebody that I'm a Patriots fan, so I don't really care about either of the teams. So we normally just have like some friends over. We make some food. We make sort of a day of it. And then the kids love watching the Puppy Bowl. So so we'll be watching that in the afternoon,
too.
Puppy
Bowl. So true. Yeah. And also, Kevin, I mean, you've won plenty of times.
It's true. Yep.
Take a Super Bowl Sunday off.
I've had my time. Yes, I've had my time as a fan. But what I'm wondering is the Puppy Bowl is usually on at like 2 or 3, whatever it is, and then the game doesn't start for another like, you know, 3 or 4 hours. So if you do have families coming over your house with kids, what are some ways to keep the kids entertained while the football game starts and everything?
Definitely. And thank God for the Puppy Bowl. Whoever invented that, like, yeah. Thank you so much. But I'm old school. Sometimes I like the idea of kids just like finding their own entertainment, like play a game together, just be kids and figure it out like we had to. But if I am hosting, I want to make sure I have set up like a separate space with at least some things to keep them busy. So, you know, their parents or other guests can enjoy the game. So this could be as simple as like crayons and some coloring pages. You know, you could print some easy coloring pages that are football or cheerleader themed for game day. And for older kids or young adults who actually want to watch part of the game, you know, and maybe participate, I think making the commercials a fun activity and kind of call everyone, all the commercials are on, you know, that's always like the fun part for me. I love watching the ads.
Yeah.
And being like, oh, that wasn't as good as I thought, or that one was awesome. And, you know, kids will really follow our lead on this. So, you know, take their phones if they're on them too much and get them to hang out and really be in the room.
Yeah, it's true. Teach them the old school way, how we used to just watch the Super Bowl and all the commercials for 4 hours.
Exactly.
Susie, as always, you've given us so much to think about when it comes to finishing our basements or throwing this last minute Super Bowl party. So thanks for hanging with us this week. We'll talk to you again next Wednesday.
Awesome. Happy Super Bowl weekend, everyone.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting 3 matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and Leon starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed's sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/ARTS. Just go to Indeed.com/ARTS right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.